This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Have you ever felt like you were like in a cocoon of happiness? And then you, it's not like you come out of it, but then you leave that bubble and it's like, oh man, what the hell is wrong with the planet? All the craziness going on. I kind of feel that way today.
Welcome back to reality, right?
Is that real? You know, I guess it is. Well, you know, I told everybody, come to the Healing Revolution Summit for a little bit of that cocoon of happiness happen. And we did. And I just got back to the home studio late last night, and I'm still getting, well, they say when you go off of into the boat, off out into the ocean, they talk about getting your sea legs. I'm getting my home studio legs again. So if I forget to speak in appropriate languages and things, just let me know, Super Don. Keep me on track.
Well, I'll tell you, if anybody saw all of the pictures that you and Ty posted and various other people posted from Asheville, North Carolina, I think everybody's jealous if they didn't make it there because it looked like you guys had just an outstanding time.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it with Ty Bollinger a little later as we go outside the box. He's still outside of his home studio zone, traveling with the fam. And, yeah, it was great, just terrific to get not only the families together, but at that event that Dr. King and his wife Susie helped to put together, they kind of created this wonderful space in the mountains of North Carolina. And, like I said, we were sort of in this bubble, this cocoon, when you're just in connected with a lot of folks that are of like mind, have similar missions, have a lot of really great principles. And it's not that you forget the outside world, but I know a lot of stuff's been going on, as it always does. And we tend to, we do follow the news stories and kind of bring our own perspective to it. But we kind of disconnected from a lot of that. And I think it's actually quite good, because when I talk to folks that are pretty aware, you know what they always say is, I don't watch the news, I don't listen to the news, I don't read the news. And I feel much happier because of it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we like to try and do that as much as possible. You know, we have to unplug from certain channels of the news, certain outlets of the news, because, when you can unplug that way, it is a whole lot easier, a whole lot nicer to live your life without being bombarded by just the craziness that's out there. It's just that you have to be able to recognize it, and a lot of people haven't gotten there yet.
Well, and also, that makes me feel all the more, grateful for you, Super Don, because you really have to scour the airwaves and the news waves all over the world and not be too terribly impacted by that as we refine what we're going to bring to the audience.
It's awesome, because I will have people, they'll be like, hey, did you see the thing that John McCain said, you know, about blah, 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 and the whatever? And I'm like, no. Well, how would you not know about it? It's because I don't care. It doesn't matter. You can recognize at some point the left-right paradigm baloney, and you can separate yourself from that and zero in on the stuff and recognize the stuff that really matters, especially the stories coming through the new media that, yes, you know, fortunately circumvents all of the crap that's out there that so many people are stuck in.
Yeah, and that's it's actually what we do 6 days a week, and I appreciate y'all being here. RobertScottBell.com if you want to see where we're going to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger a little bit later. Obamacare's inevitable collapse, yes, we'll cover that. I think one of the biggest stories we're going to have to open with is not something that's pleasant to do, but it's something that I've mentioned many times over the years here, and the reason for it, and that is the collusion between modern medicine, the medical monopoly, and government. And, of course, that's not big news, that collusion, but the collusion to what? Kidnap your children. You'd call it a conspiracy to kidnap. If they were, you know, let's say if a number of entities outside of government and outside of modern medicine got together and kidnapped children in the way that hospitals and CPS does, they would call it a conspiracy. And there would be front page news everywhere. Conspiracy to kidnap children, child theft ring for profit, it would say. But they don't really write about it that way, although we give our hats off to Bo Berman from Fox, Connecticut, because he just got an Edward R. Murrow Award for his great work as a journalist in covering the Justina Pelletier story. But that's only tip of the iceberg. It's not tens and hundreds, but perhaps thousands of children taken away from their family on the false claim of medical abuse or medical neglect. Big story here through Health Impact News, really covered it well and kind of wove the stories together to talk about this legal form of child kidnapping. Has the U.S., the United States, become one of the most dangerous places in the world for children to live? Well, I might agree with that, especially if your children are under the care of a hospital, that you might simply question one, two, or ten things that they're doing. And at that point, Child Protective Services swoops in conspiracy and collusion with the hospital for profit to take your child away from you. Justina Pelletier, of course, one of the biggest stories of the last year that covered that, exposed it. But there was another big story, and it's listed here, the Nikolaev family of Sacramento. And their child, their baby, Sammy, was seized by CPS with the help of local law enforcement simply because they took their baby to a different hospital to get a second opinion about heart surgery. And Super Don, I do remember covering this. I know we didn't go into great depth on it. We didn't have an outreach to the people that we could heard back from. But that was another huge story where they were stolen and brought back to the original hospital. And there was a second hospital discharged the baby because there was no imminent threat to life. A second hospital said, no, we don't need to do this heart surgery. Yet the first hospital for profit says, hey, go get that child. These parents are neglectful or abusive. And this is the kind of thing that is not an isolated incident. And if it's shocking to you, you need to wake up before your child might become a victim should you unknowingly, innocently reach out to a hospital setting to get help for your child.
Well, the one thing that we're seeing here is, you know, a great job that they did in this article is they compile a list of over the years the number of times where we've seen incidents like this, where, you know, as you pointed out, the family here, the Nikolaev family, and by the way, if you go on the Facebook and the Twitter, you can see we posted the article from Health Impact News. There's a video here that they took of when the CPS broke into their home and took the child away, and it's just absolutely just mind-boggling to see this sort of thing in action. It's a different when you read a story and you hear about it, but when you can actually see what it is that happens when they bust down the door and throw the dad down on the ground and go in there and take custody of the child, I mean, this is going on way too much. And in this article, they just list story after story after story of where this happens, and it's happening way too often.
Well, if you have a child, don't have them in a hospital, or if you're going to have one. But even if you inadvertently tried to have one at home, or advertently, and on the way to the hospital in an ambulance you have your baby born, and then you simply question the vaccination or say, let's wait till my husband gets here for that. There was another situation that happened that's listed in this story, which is stunning and shocking, not to us because we know it is real and it happens. Then suddenly you've got this this battle that is needless. It's not helpful to anyone, least of all the little baby. And this was a story about, I believe, the Ferris family of Williamstown, Pennsylvania, back in, 2012, 2 years ago, not long ago. Jody and Scott Ferris planning on a home birth, assisted by a midwife, but the baby decided to come early. The midwife was not available. They went to the local hospital, baby born in the ambulance. And the dad went back to get the family to bring them in to the hospital. Before that, they wanted to take the child away to force a vaccination. And Child Protective Services cooperated in that abduction based on simply wanting to perhaps delay. I don't even know if they were going to stop it altogether. This is not an America that a lot of people that follow the mainstream media have any idea exists, because they still have faith in institutions. And if you want to have faith in your religious beliefs, more power to you. But if you want to put that faith in a government, corporate, private, for-profit hospital institution that your child's best interests are taken into account versus the bottom line of profit of that medical monopoly-run hospital, then you're willingly, even if it's in ignorance, sacrificing potentially your children to the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. It's a very dangerous thing we have here. As I said, the First Amendment says no, the government cannot establish a religion, a state religion, but there is one in violation of that First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You recognize you could claim to be and believe you are a good Christian, a good Jew, a good Muslim, a good whatever you claim to be, yet you put your children in those institutions or bring them to them in good faith, and I'll say it that way, and they will abduct them to make sure that they can squeeze every ounce of profit out of you, especially if they oppose your belief, which they believe their belief, not science, their belief is superior to yours. As Liam Sheff has said, well, their belief is scientific, but that just means they've added a little mathematical formulation to their belief system that might not exist within your religious or spiritual beliefs. So this is, you know, another stunning and shocking deepening and broadening of the revelation of the things and the stories that we've covered here over the years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Super Don. I'm sure you're glad your kids are already grown, but for those of us that have kids that are young, we got to keep them safe.
Absolutely. And in this article, the latest story that's hit the news cycle is the one with Michelle Ryder and her son Isaiah. And right. They point this out here, and this happened just last month.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot going on with that. There's a protest coming up here just in a couple of weeks in Chicago in support of Michelle and Isaiah. And even Lou Pelletier has gotten involved in this. Props to Bo Berman for bringing the Pelletier case to the forefront. He has mm-hmm. helped not only Justina, but now brought more attention and awareness to the problem. And now we've got Isaiah Ryder. And we actually had Michelle Ryder on the show just a couple of weeks ago, and this is an ongoing thing, and we'll be posting updates on this on Facebook as we follow this story and see where this goes, and hopefully Isaiah will have, you know, a good outcome just the same as Justina did.
Yeah, read this article. Very important article. Share it with your friends. We'll continue to cover it. We'll get the Ryder family back on. We understand their attorney found them, according to Michelle, because of this program. So thank you for speaking out about all the messages that we bring in support of your health, freedom, and healing liberty. Right here on naturalnewsradio.com, our syndicator GCN, and of course around the world, UK Health Radio, Digital Radio -103, and more to come. We've got major announcements coming on that. Great news after the break on inflammation.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Cryptocurrencies have have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, just took a call off the air at 866-939-2355. We take your calls live on the air if we like to. This call was interesting from a listener in Atlanta. Super Don, I think she was listening to the archives. You know, like we got the call last week for Dr. Batar from a show we did in 2011.
Yes.
Do you know why I say there's no expiration dating required on the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Never. And I mean, if you go to these archives, they go back for how long now? Four years. So, yeah, there's just a wealth of information there. If you've missed anything, you have no excuse.
So she was calling up to get a free bottle of something, and Super Don took the call off the air and was so happy his headache is not there any longer that he's going to send her a special gift. So you never know when Super Don is in extra good mood, and you might get a gift just for calling in.
Super Don got woke up in the middle of the night with a headache, and Robert Scott Bell suggested that Don do something that everybody knows. If you've listened to the show, you know what Robert suggested. And right. No, I did not do it, but I managed to get rid of the headache anyway.
So it's spontaneous headache remission. We don't know the reason.
I'm not saying.
You don't want to know. I'm just guessing. You don't want to know the reason. That's what I'm guessing here. Okay. Well, listen, inflammation is always in the news here, and there's a big article on healthfinder.gov that got Super Don up in a bunch, so to speak. This was about life skills parenting classes may cut inflammation in poor kids. Now, this is a rather interesting story. They did a study about helping at-risk children to cope with stresses, to cope with prejudice, to cope with all kinds of things that occur when you're in a low-income family. And so they did these classes, and, you know, they're actually saying we hope to see if we can have better results with inflammation. You know, all of these childhood and adult diseases associated, diabetes, heart disease, allergies, even some cancers. This is according to the study author Gregory Miller, professor of psychology, and that was in the university news release out of Northwestern University. And so they focused on mothers and their 11-year-old children in rural areas of Georgia. 90% of the study participants lived in low-income households. About 170 of the mother-child pairs completed a 7-week training program designed to improve parenting skills, enhance communication between parents and children, and teach children life skills such as how to deal with stress, racism, peer pressure around sex, drugs, and alcohol. Sounds like a, you know, decent little
classes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so when the children turned 19, they did blood samples from these children who are now teenagers to measure inflammation. They say this, in order to measure inflammation levels. And shock beyond shock, just these classes evidently was what they were testing. The investigators found that those who had taken part in the training program had much less inflammation than those who were part of a control group. They actually had a control group.
And that's fascinating.
A placebo control group.
That's fascinating to me, but it makes sense. And I'll tell you what, this is something I have learned working with you over the years is, you know, the connection between the mind and the body, that if you can reduce stress, you can reduce inflammation. Stress causes inflammation in the body. Stress will manifest itself in a physiological way and create inflammation. And so this was fascinating to me to see this done in a scientific, in a, you know, a control group, you know, study. Now, the weird part about this.
Oh, now we're getting the Super Don. Something stuck in his craw. What is it?
They do the study to find out whether these classes will reduce inflammation.
Right.
8 years later, they find out, after the study, it reduced inflammation.
Yep.
So, the conclusion that they come to here?
Yeah.
They say here that the study could not prove a cause and effect relationship. Which to me, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. There is a cause and effect relationship. It's in your face. It's obvious. But then they go on to say, because it wasn't designed to prove whether or not those classes had a direct effect on inflammation levels.
Wait a minute. You read the whole article. The whole article was about, let's see if we run these classes, that if inflammation is reduced.
And they found out that it was. Yeah, they found out that it was, but then they want to dismiss the results and make people not take them seriously by saying that the study was not designed to find out whether... this is Larry Curley and Moe that are running the test here and writing this.
I think that the reason is that Northwestern University doesn't want to get in the crosshairs of the FDA, because if they acknowledge what they have discovered here, that teaching children, parents, how to better deal and cope with stress reduces inflammation. If they acknowledge the direct link, then suddenly now these classes would be reclassified as an unapproved new drug, not proven, as they say, safe and effective for any of the claims for reduction of inflammation. FDA, evil organization as far as I'm concerned, primarily. Yeah, of course, you can point to one thing they might do okay, but the vast majority of what they do is prevent you from knowing the truth about how supplements and even working emotionally and mentally to reduce stress can reduce disease and inflammation. Questions of the day coming up next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
How much does your gut health really matter? Boy, oh boy, it matters big time, including your ability to hear. H-E-A-R. Huh? What'd you say? What's that thing say about the gut in my ear? What? No, we're not telling you to put your gut up to your, you know, listen. It's so much related to the entire health of your body And it always comes back to the gut. We're going to get to that story, two stories, in fact, about the microbiome and hearing and blood pressure as well. But before we get there, the microbiome, how does it relate to hemorrhoids? How about that? We do have a question of the day related to that. That lovely topic, Dr. Evil.
Yes, Frau. On the whole, I think Preparation H feels good.
Preparation H.
Yes. No, we're not recommending that. I understand why people will use it. There are a lot of other options to go to before you have to resort to Preparation H. So if I go back into the show notes here, I'm sure that somewhere I listed a question of the day. Yes, this is from Barack. I don't know if it's from Barack Obama.
Wait a minute. Barack is calling in asking about his hemorrhoids?
Barack is writing in, but he spells it differently. Ah. It's B-A-R-A-K, so I'm guessing it's not the same one we'll talk about a little later with Ty as we go outside the box, okay?
All right.
It could be, because Obamacare probably wouldn't support what I'm about to tell you. But Barack says, I eat a high-fiber diet, rarely eat flour and dairy, I completely avoid white sugar, yet I cannot get rid of hemorrhoids. Is there a way to cure this ailment? Thank you for any response. Barack.
He's happy for any response.
Yes, Frau. On the whole, I think Preparation H feels good.
And that is why that response is there. He's happy with that? Okay, we'll let it go from there. No. Seriously. Barack, we'll get you a little bit more help. Now, we're talking about enlarged veins in the lower part of the rectum. You know, there's venous integrity. We've talked about strength and elasticity of the venous system, part of your circulatory system. The veins will take the blood and go right back up to the heart where the arteries will send it out. Remember, arteries away and the veins will bring it back in. Now, down there at that area, if there is what they call a congestion, if there is dehydration, if there is a lack of certain key minerals, like what? Silica, especially. The veins can become weak, or if you've had a history of chronic constipation, this also can put an additional strain and stress on the veins in that area of the body. I will say number one on my list of replenishment is the silica. We do the silica challenge from Alta Health products that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And you're going to do four of those silica tablets three times a day, getting you up over, I believe, 5,000 milligrams of silica. A day for about a month. That really loads the system. And if that doesn't take care of it, we also have some homeopathic remedies, and you don't have to wait. You do not have to wait to take. You can take them simultaneously to it. Aesculus is A-E-S-C-U-L-U-S. We're going to have this as a YouTube, too. If you haven't signed up for the RS Bell Media channel on YouTube, this is where we'll always now find practical videos for you. Questions of the day answered in case you miss them, so you can send your friends to it. This is a question about hemorrhoids.
This Aesculus will indeed be the first hemorrhoids YouTube I think we've done.
Yeah.
This is historic.
No visuals. Maybe Dr. Evil will make a visit.
Oh.
Yes, Frau.
Whatever that would be. Ratania is another remedy. Maybe we'll have the scrolling on that. I'll make sure you have the right spelling for these Latin-named homeopathic remedies. R-A-T-A-N-H-I-A. Also, Arsenicum album, another good remedy to consider with hemorrhoids. Collinsonia, C-O-L-L-I-N-S-O-N-I-A. Hypericum, when there is nerve pain involved, if they're painful hemorrhoids. And you can't forget this one, Podophyllum. Podophyllum. Not Frodophyllum, Podophyllum, Super Don. I know where you were going with that. P-O-D-O-P-H-Y-L-L-U-M. And again, we'll have these listed up because I went so fast, but, you know, even easier, just call up our friends at King Bio, 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245. Say, I couldn't follow what RSB was saying about all these Latin-name remedies, but I have hemorrhoids. Do you have a remedy? And they'll say, yes, we do. And it contains all of those and more, and that's a very simple thing you can do. Now, I will acknowledge that in some cases the hemorrhoids have blown out so badly the area.
Oh, that sounds painful.
I know, that's not good, that sometimes they will require some sort of intervention, surgical or otherwise. I'm not condoning it, but I recognize there is a place when it's so far beyond repair or recovery. But those are some good remedies, and apologies to Dr. Evil.
Yes, Frau. On the whole, I think Preparation H feels good.
No.
Is there ever a time you would recommend something like Preparation H? I don't even know what's in Preparation H.
Well, yes. If you're in a beauty pageant and you didn't get a lot of sleep like last night Super Don was up, you can put a little bit under your eyes to shrink the swelling under your eyes. That's what they use it in beauty pageants, Preparation
really?
H. Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Is that from experience?
I've been in so many beauty pageants.
So many beauty pageants. Okay.
I don't know why I've never won any. I just can't for the life of me figure that out. But, face for radio, as they say. All right, so into the gut. Well, we've got another one about prostate. We'll answer with Ty Bollinger next hour, but that's a good one for right now. So let's see. Well, let's go to how often would you go to the hospital with a hearing loss problem or the doctor with a hearing loss problem and say, Doc, I can't hear. I bet the problem is in the microbiome, because the docs don't really figure this thing out all that easily. And it turns out a big story here listed on Fox News. Boy's ear problem had a rare cause. Guess what? Crohn's disease. Yeah, that's right. Inflammation in the gut. It wasn't a localized infection necessarily. He was having bloody ear discharge, problems hearing. He was prescribed ear drops, antibiotics, and other medication. Nothing helped. And interesting, this happened at Duke University, which, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Duke the place that they found out that the little dangly thing off of your intestines, what do they call that, the appendix, actually had a purpose?
Yeah.
It wasn't an extra part
that God accidentally just left in there because he was lazy.
Right. They said it was like Swimmer's ear gone crazy. He was also being treated for a skin condition known as psoriasis, which we've covered here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And the boy arrived at the center. His ears were red and inflamed. He was leaking pus. His ear canals were narrow. There was much inflammation. And they put him under anesthesia, performed a biopsy on his ear. And a second skin biopsy revealed that he had that skin condition that can occur as evidently a complication of what? Crohn's disease, C-R-O-H-N apostrophe S, Crohn's, which is something I've been helping people to heal for many years with homeopathy, the upper GI, lower GI formulas in homeopathy from King Bio, as well as the Silver Aloe Protocol that I wrote about extensively in Unlock the Power to Heal, TMB and RSV, that book you can get through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and more, unlockthepowertoheal.com. And this Crohn's disease, they call it a condition that causes swelling and irritation of the digestive tract. I would say it is the inflammation that is already there that they've given a name to. Because how does Crohn's disease cause it when they don't know what causes Crohn's disease, right? So there's abdominal pain, there's diarrhea, and they say in rare cases the patients can develop skin disorders, eye inflammation, mouth sores, and they've all seemingly been diagnosed with Crohn's before those things happen. Remember, the gut relates to everything. Your skin is a reflection of what's going on the inside. So if you have a chronic anything out here, look to your gut health, and I would also add look to your liver and help it to do its job more, let's say, efficiently. Before, of course, the road to what we call colostomy bags is evidently and likely paved by antibiotics and prednisone from your local gastroenterologist. But they confirmed it, they did their thing, and they tamped down the Crohn's their way, and his ear started to get better. But that's not the end of the case, because unless he listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show or his parents, they're going to have to go in and do this again, because simply stopping the inflammation associated with Crohn's via a drug doesn't correct what is wrong or why it may have happened.
Well, and that's exactly what they did. I mean, they did what it is they know how to do, so they gave him this drug, which basically blocks this protein that's involved in inflammation, so they're dealing with the symptoms.
Right.
But correct. That does not mean the underlying cause that's creating the Crohn's disease is going to go away. So it just means now he's dependent on a drug.
Sure.
Which, did we expect any less, really?
No. But it is still interesting to spotlight the fact that they had tamped down the inflammation, and guess what? Other symptoms of the body disappeared from what was going on in the gut. And as far as afield from your gut, your ear, and how they were directly linked in this case, it is fascinating. By the way, the aloe we use from aloe1.com, Stockton Aloe 1, A-L-O-E-1.com, they're linked up in typically a lot of times in show notes. Certainly we wrote about them in the book. They're wonderful people. Amanda, Dr. Michael Haley, we were together at the Healing Revolution Summit. Had a wonderful time. If you guys are listening, lots of love to you and the whole family. Had a great time together. Say thanks to them. And, of course, the silver, the sovereign silver we use in conjunction with that. And then the probiotics we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. Very simple to correct this without resorting to massive anti-inflammatory drugs that will also kill the liver. You block proteins, you block protein synthesis, you're going to have side collateral damage occurring, even though it seems like this little boy is happier, because his ear is not bothering him at this point. Now, here's another probiotic story. This story is also coming from Fox News. It says probiotics may help control what? Blood pressure.
Huh.
Right? Happy gut health. Happy, healthy bacterial colonies in your gut can actually reduce blood pressure. Now, Super Don, dare I ask you what they found here? I mean, is this an obvious one, or is this one of those ones where we're scratching our head going, oh, what did they find here that's related? Gut health and blood pressure, why is this happening? What do we do about it?
This wasn't even actually a new study. What they did is they went and reviewed past studies and came to this conclusion that getting the right amount of probiotics and obviously having a healthy gut over at least 2 months appeared to modestly lower blood pressure. And so really, you know, what I think is interesting is in the stories that we've covered over the last, I'll give it a year or so, that we're starting to see more and more recognition of the effect of the gut on all of these conditions that for the longest time they've looked at in a very two-dimensional way and said, that's because of blood sugar, whether we're talking about diabetes, whether we're talking about Alzheimer's, whether we're talking about blood pressure, we're talking about hearing loss. They're finding that the gut is kind of like the central brain of the body, and that when you throw things out of whack, suddenly other things start to go wrong. So it's like they're kind of starting to get it. Which is, I mean, it's a positive thing. But here again, now we're looking at blood pressure.
Right?
Amazing.
Well, how important has this book become, Unlock the Power to Heal? Simply because of what we reveal about healing the gut that bypasses all the gastroenterologists and colorectal surgeons. Oh, my gosh. Did we ask for permission? No, we didn't. Just in case you haven't been paying attention. Check it out. Get some Dr. O'Hears from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com while you're at it. And what happened to the Beatles and George Harrison's tree? It was killed by what?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Freedom is only one generation away from extinction, but you can save it in an entertaining way by rediscovering the U.S. Constitution through a fun game. Constitution Quest is not your average board game. It's a way to gather your family and friends and enjoy learning about our system of limited government, separation of powers, and the three branches of legislative, judicial, and executive power. For the next generation, a strong knowledge of civics is a must-have. Go to ConstitutionQuest.com and order your Constitution Quest game today.
Time we can go back in time and enjoy some music from the Fab Four. It's much to our delight here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but we got some sad news to report. No. Two of the four Beatles are
still so sad. It's so sad. I've been laughing about it ever since last night.
You are so insensitive, Super Don. How dare you? Come on.
You can't help but at least chuckle a little about this. Now, I had no idea that back in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
In this park, in Griffith Park, I guess this is down in like the Los Angeles area.
Yeah, there's a big observatory, Griffith Park Observatory. Yeah. I mean, it's a very famous park there in Los Angeles.
I had no idea that in 2004 they planted a pine tree in memory of one of those Fab Four, George Harrison,
who happened to be an avid gardener as well as a musician.
Yeah, so I mean, it's nice, plant a tree, in memory of George Harrison. But I think when they planted the tree, they had no idea that 10 years later, that tree would be no more.
Yeah, but the thing is, the question of why would it be no more? Would it be like, a strange assassin? Who's the guy that killed John Lennon? Was it somebody that, like, cut the tree down? I mean, what did George Harrison's tree?
It didn't get cut down. It didn't burn to the ground. It wasn't blown over in a storm. Ironically, George Harrison's pine tree was destroyed by beetles.
wait a second. That can't be. That is a nasty, mean bit of irony there, that George Harrison's memorial tree in Griffith Park in Los Angeles, pine tree as it was killed by beetles.
By beetles, literally by...
Who wrote
by...
that? That's like late-night comedy joke. Did Jay Leno do that?
No, believe it or not, every news outlet has been carrying this since, especially overnight. When I first saw it last night, it wasn't quite as big, but and it's funny because they say here, according to the LA Times, they say that except for the loss of tree life, Harrison likely would have been amused by the irony that his memorial tree was actually destroyed by beetles. So
yeah. You know what? We're gonna have to get my buddy on the call. Maybe not today, but another day. He's got a big selling book on Amazon called Channeling Harrison. You remember David Young? Have we ever interviewed him? He's my
buddy. We've had him on the show. It's been a while.
He was like a rock and roll dude, and he ended up broke on the beach in L.A. Santa Monica. Played flute, recorders, and he could play two at one time. And you know the story of some lady that played the harp. They started playing together, and suddenly they were gathering huge crowds. They put all the tape, and you know now he sold well over a million CDs. And
I remember those CDs. Some of the CDs there was a Christmas one that he came out.
Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And he's got a lot of connections with George Harrison now. So he's written a book called Channeling Harrison. That's pretty interesting. So maybe we can see about getting him on the show. But with a story like that, of course, we'll find out maybe directly from David Young if George Harrison is really laughing about his memorial tree getting killed by the Beatles.
By the Beatles. That's just, I don't know.
Beatles! They ate my tree!
They ate my tree. Absolutely. Wow.
All right. Well, listen, we got more to do today, obviously. I'm just now catching up. I feel like, have I gotten my home studio legs back? This hour's gone by pretty quickly, and I hopefully we've made a little bit of sense here. We even had Dr. Evil on to give us some perspective on hemorrhoids, so you know it was an interesting hour.
Absolutely. No, sounding good. I think it didn't take long for you to get back in the swing of things here. So what do we got coming up next hour?
Well, we have Ty Bollinger outside the box. We're going to give a little review of the Healing Revolution Summit. There's more information from Nick Brannigan. You know, if you've seen some of the photographs in today's show notes, in fact, Ty's family and my family all wearing the Power to Heal is Yours organic non-GMO apparel. And Nick Brannigan is going to come on and remind everybody about how you, too, can wear organic non-GMO clothing with a very powerful message, which everybody wanted. They're like, why didn't you bring it? Well, you called Nick Brannigan. And we've got links in the show notes to that as well. There's a triple threat from the industry that wants you to clean your clothes with toxic chemicals. We've got that coming up. The bubonic plague is hitting China hard. Why is that happening? Are there any benefits scientifically validated to the use of THC? That'll be interesting. Obamacare, its collapse apparently imminent. Are you prepared? We'll explain why next hour. Are there gluten connections to thyroid dysfunction? And why are there GMO bananas in Iowa? All that and a question of the day about the prostate. So put on your seatbelts, take them off. It's your choice. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, streaming live through Natural News Radio. Our friends, our syndicators at GCN, Thomas on the board. Don't make them lonely. Give us a call, 866-939-2355. UK Health Radio, Digital Radio -103, podcasts around the world sticking with you. Why? Well, we have another hour. And
the power to heal is yours.
Is that a scary way to say that?
Is that Yoda?
Did I fraud? No, it wasn't. It was just something. I don't know. We'll be back after the break.
Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.